Amen. It sure is. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. It's a new day, Lord. It's a great day to have you as our backup, as our front, as our side, as our top, as our underneath. You're all around us, Lord. We thank you for your shield of protection around each and every one of us. You shield us from the enemy's fiery darts. And we praise you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that tonight's going to be an awesome time. We thank you for this open heaven you've given us. We just praise you, Father, for being our God. You're an awesome, loving, grace-filled God. And to understand your love, Lord, is just unfathomable. And we praise you, Father, for the work that you're doing in us. We thank you, Lord, for the things that are going on around us. We thank you, Father, for the getting the darkness out of our hearts. And we praise you, Father, for your Holy Spirit that gives us that overcoming power. And Lord, you're just an awesome, awesome God. And I love you so much. Lord, I just ask and I pray that tonight would be an awesome time with you, Lord. And let these praises, these worship songs go up to you, Lord, as a testimony of our love to you. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Has anybody got a prayer request before I start singing? I'm going to be doing concerto in B minor.
You know what that is?
I have no idea. Just sounded good, Greg. Anybody got a prayer request? I want to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for placing into all of our hearts that when we get up in the mornings that we put on that battle gear, we put that armor on, Lord, and we go to town. And we praise you, Father, that the enemy is going to get so tired of getting beat up, kicked around, that he's going to stop this nonsense. And we praise you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your warrior angels all around about us, Father, that protects us and keeps us from these fire darts. And we praise you, Father, for everybody here that's protected. And I know everybody is, God. We're praying right now for your protection upon them. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, Lana. Or I guess that'd be Lana or Fia.
Hi, everybody. I have a prayer request. So Lily and Oleg joined us last week, and I sent her a text, Lily a text, inviting them to join us as well. But it looks like it didn't work out for her. But she did ask for prayer. I'm just pulling up her text message here. She's asking for prayer for her little daughter, Zoe, who I think is about a year and a half. She has a rash that just won't go away. Lily's not sure if it's eczema or what, but she scratches it. And no matter how many creams or ointments Lily has put on it, it's not healing. She's had it for about 3 or 4 weeks. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up little Zoe to you in this rash that has been plaguing her for the past month. And in the name of Jesus, we command that rash to be gone. Zoe is protected by and under the authority and blood of Jesus Christ, and her parents are as well, Father God. And so I thank you that they have the victory and that this rash is gone, and that we can come together as a body and pray for her and lift her up and believe with her, Father God, that she is healed in the name of Jesus. May this be a testimony to the family, Father God, for the powerful work that you do through your body, Father God, and that there is truth and that there is salvation and that there is a God who listens and hears, Father God. And thank you so much for bringing Oleg and Lily into the kingdom, Father God. We praise you for the mighty work and mighty desire you're putting into their hearts and the work you're doing in their homes, Father God, to bring that salvation of full gospel and Jesus Christ manifesting in them, Father God. I thank you and praise your mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I just hooked my faith up with Lana, and I believe it's so, and everybody here else does too. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, that Zoe is healed, delivered, and set free from this rash. In Jesus' mighty name. Glory. Hallelujah. Woohoo. Thank you, Father. Yes, Julie.
Just want to report you prayed for me. I think a second time for the rash itch that was on my leg, and that itch is finally gone and that rash is clearing up. So just a testimony. It's like God, you do heal our skin. Doesn't matter what it is. We thank you, Lord. It's all under our submission, and it has to go. We are healed. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Father, for answering our prayers. Amen. Okay, Lana, I guess that's you.
Hi again. I want to just hear a couple of reports here. Theo's dad came home today, and we are praising the Lord that he's out of rehab and he's coming home and that he's healed and things are just going to get better from now on. Just full healing to his left side and so much more, because God is so good, and it's incredible for a man who's been living a handicapped life for so long. The Lord's preserved his life while men of complete health are dying before him. Unfortunately, a close friend of his passed away recently, and it's just such a contradiction to life. But we praise the Father for being weak to the weak and raising up Theo's dad and bringing him into the full gospel and saving his entire household. So praise the Lord for that. And then I also wanted to report on our trip to Tennessee. We've been praying all the way there and all the way and the entire time we were there and on our trip back about all the spirits at work over there. And we bound them in the name of Jesus and commanded them to stay at a 10-foot distance from us. And it was incredible and somewhat sad to see the amount of work that was being done by the enemy through my family and my sisters and the siblings. But it was absolutely amazing to see that those spirits had nothing on us. They couldn't come within the 10-foot distance that we put around us. They couldn't say a word. They couldn't bring in the faction and the divisiveness. The attempts were incredible. And it was just amazing to see. We really enjoyed our visit. We stayed with my brother instead of my parents, like we used to all the time. And we were able to just be graceful and happy and just observe, really, and not give room to the enemy. Sorry. And then as we traveled home, there were numerous attacks brought onto us by the leftover work that was being done by the enemy. And I just confess that the victory was there. It took a few minutes to wake up and realize that it was an attack, that it was not my husband who was in the wrong, or it was not I who was in the wrong, but it was the witchcraft and the word curses that were being thrown at us as retaliation for the ineffectiveness of us that the enemy had while we were there. So we put up with it for a day or two, and finally we just realized it's got to stop. There's no need for this to continue. So the Lord was merciful, and all of that has been dealt with as well. So we are so amazed and praising the Lord for the work that he's doing in growing us up in him and in the work that he continues to do in my family. Amen.
Amen. Hurry up, get back there before Theo chokes Max.
They're racing motorcycles.
Oh, okay. I can tell. Awesome. All right, Joe. How's it going, brother?
Pretty good. How's it going with you?
I'm going good.
Amen. Amen. I hear you. Well, I've actually got two prayer requests. So most of you guys here, I say it's about half and half since I've been here last. It's been about 2 years for the new people here who don't really know me. And it's I used to be a part of the ministry here. And so God's done quite a work. Let's just say that. Quite a work since then. So thank the Lord for that. But I got a brother who some of you know, Ronnie, Zach, a coworker of mine. Been a Christian now for about almost 2 years. So the Lord started a powerful work. We got a lot, or we had a lot in common, you know, a lot of similar struggles. So I like how the Lord, you know, one thing I'm learning, and I'm sure you all see this, the Lord brings those people into your life when he's dealt with you to a good extent to where you can minister to people. It's similar struggles, you know, I mean, because that's who we can, you know, effectively minister to, the ones we understand. You know, we understand what they're going through. So, you know, in this case, Ronnie has a lot of similar struggles. And so, yeah, he's been dealing with a difficult coworker who's above him. I guess she is the head of operations at that facility. So he's been finally dealing with or in this case, I don't know how much experience he's had with the Jezebel spirit. So he's getting some experience in that area. So he could definitely use you guys' prayers. He was his boss asked him, you know, to kind of take the rest of the day off today. So he was feeling quite tormented and all that stuff. And there's some other things there, but I think that's the bulk of, you know, of what is there, you know, that spirit. I'm sure we can all say, I mean, I have plenty of experience there, how that spirit operates with the others. So he's getting a crash course, you know, to say the least, and how that spirit operates. So he can definitely use your prayers for grace, but I think that the Lord would teach him to war. That's the big thing, you know, teach him to understand what it means to battle, you know, not that everything's not that individual, but you know, it's the spirits within them. You know, I don't think he fully has that understanding, you know, has that, you know, discernment of what it is, you know, what is the person, what's not the person. So he could definitely use your prayers there, but pray for me most of all, you know. And I mean, just for my situation here recently, I think I've been, you know, the Lord's put it on my heart here, just some things he's dealing with. You know, I was diagnosed about a year and a half ago with ADHD and depression. You know, and I've struggled with it for years. And so I've taken some medication for it. You know, I'm currently on it. And so I sense the Lord here recently has put it on my heart to, you know, deal with those things. You know, so I need wisdom, you know, but I think I need to, you know, begin to deal with some of these things. I think, you know, lately the Lord's dealing with revealing a lot of those occult and, you know, generational witchcraft things, you know, that have plagued me throughout the years. So I would desire all your guys' prayers concerning that, to finally kind of reach out there by faith and just let go of the meds. You know, I mean, I know it ain't nothing for God, but it's like, well, I kind of did with the depression meds. At one point I thought about, you know, I stopped taking them for a while, but then I really don't think I was ready for it. You know, I didn't really understand what I was doing, and my faith wasn't strong enough at the time. So I think it's just, I could use your prayers in that area, you know, Lord, okay. Continued wisdom. Yeah. So.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's pray. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Joe to you, and we thank you, Father, for placing great and bold faith in him to believe your word over and above what the doctors say. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you, Lord, that get him ready to do whatever it is that you'd have him to do as far as the meds go, and bring him along in a way that he would know that he's ready for it. And we praise you, Father, for doing that for Joe. And Lord, we just ask that you place it in him to get up every morning and to ask for great infilling of your Holy Spirit, to go about the day in grace and love and faith. And we thank you for doing that for Joe. And Lord, we just praise you for the work you've done in him and the work you're continually doing in him. in the name of Jesus. We pray peace and joy in his heart, rest in his soul. Do not worry or struggle about the decisions that you've had him to make. And we praise you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Because you're God over everything. You're God over any kind of situation he can place himself into. And Lord, we just thank you for doing that for Joe, that he would just rest in the promises. And we praise you for it, Father. We lift up Ronnie to you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for great discernment and wisdom in him and grace to deal with this lady that's over here, that he would buck her or anything like that, just do what she has to do with a smile on his face. And Father, to show her the love of Christ that you're teaching him. And we praise you for doing it, Father, in Jesus' name. And the same thing for Joe, Lord. We just ask, Lord, that you place that love in his heart for everybody, as you have been doing here these last years that you've been working in him. And we praise you, Father, for the work you're doing in Ronnie and Joe. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
Pray for Joe, too. Thank you, Father, for Brother Joe. What a lovely brother, Father. Always has been and always will be. And you've got his heart. You've got his mind. You've got his soul. You always have, always will, and don't let go. Thank you, Father, for answering Joe's prayers. Thank you, Lord, for hearing Joe and listening to him. And Joe, and in the name of Jesus Christ, I command anything that's hindering you in any way from receiving what the Lord has from you to go now in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind any kind of activity there, any kind of demonic realm that seems to have any kind of stronghold. You are bound right now. You cannot have any more territory, and you are silenced. Thank you, Father. And Lord, open his heart so he can hear your voice clearly.
Amen.
And so he can walk and in that grace that you're giving him right now. Lord, you are a mighty God. And we love you too. And your children are loved also because of what you do for them and how you react in them and how you help us walk by your spirit. So thank you, Father. Fill him up with your spirit so he can do this walk, that he knows that he's got, you've got him, you're carrying him, and you're going to be there to lead him through all these trials. Yes. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Go ahead, Patrick.
Yeah, I'd like to continue as well. Father, we thank you for Joe. Lord, we thank you for the grace that you're putting in his life, even now. Lord, as he's asked for wisdom, Lord, we've asked, thank you, Lord, that you are pouring that wisdom and that perspective that you give us all, Lord, for that wisdom that comes from above, from you. And Lord, we thank you that these conditions there exist in Joe, Lord, as they do in all of us, and that you have allowed them to continue to be there for your purposes, Lord, because it's exactly that wisdom that you're going to give to Joe and allow him to understand the cause and effect relationships that are there to be used that he might lead others through that same process. Lord, just allow him to see through your eyes those causes, potentially thoughts or things that may be there that he's completely unaware of, but you know exactly what is there, Lord. And we thank you that your wisdom and the strength of your life in us is greater than any of these things that you allow in our lives to batter us around sometimes and to produce failure in us. But we thank you, Lord, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I just pray that you would strengthen Joe, strengthen his faith, that he can lock on exactly to each and every one of these prayers that are prayed for him, that where two or three are gathered together in your name, Lord, you are here in our midst, and you are here to deliver. And we thank you for that, Lord. Just give him grace through this process, and we praise you for it. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Okay, Joe, I'm going to do something else here. Father, in the name of Jesus, I break all generational curses that have come upon Joe. I cast him down as null and void, Lord, and I ask that you place it in Joe's heart to believe it in Jesus' name. He doesn't have to hold on to that anymore. It's gone in the name of Jesus. And we praise you, Father, that he is a new creation. He doesn't have any generational curses anymore because he is a recreated man in Christ. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty glorified name. In
Jesus' name. Amen.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Amen. All right. Anybody else got a prayer request? Yes, Missy.
Okay, I have a few. Anyway, oh gosh, I want to have prayer requests. I have testimony, praise reports, and all kinds of stuff from when I was.
You got 6 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. From when I was with my parents, and well, first of all. I like to pray for my parents and concentrate more on my mom. Father, I just praise you and thank you, Lord, for my time with my parents. I thank you, Lord, for the trials and the crucifixion and the testings, Lord, and thank you for the grace to get through them. And Lord, I ask you for any place that I did not do as well as I should have, Lord, that you give me the grace to pass those tests the next time fully, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Father, I just I break all the power of darkness of the enemy of my parents. I break the power of anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, criticism, negativity, accusing spirits. I command you to be still and silent. I command the scales of deception off my mom and dad's eyes. I command every religious spirit to be silent and still in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for delivering them out of the power of darkness and translating them into the kingdom of the Son of your love. I command all unforgiveness and bitterness and anger, frustration to go in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to bring them both to the point, Lord, of looking to you, Lord, and crying out to you, Lord, and not looking anywhere else but to you to solve the issues and the situations in their life. I break the power of witchcraft and pharmakia off my mom and dad in the name of Jesus. I break these idols. I call you what they are in the name of Jesus. Fear and anxiety, I bind you up and I command you to go. You have no power over either of them anymore. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of perpetual bringing back to their memory of childhood hurts and abuse in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for putting in their hearts complete forgiveness towards their parents, Lord. Lord, give them the realization, especially my mom, Lord, that to sow what they want to reap, to treat others the way they want to be treated, to love one another as you have loved them, to love their neighbor as their self, Lord. Help them to realize, Lord, how they're treating others is not the way they would want to be treated, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you and I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for a turnaround and a restoration of my parents, Lord. Spirit, soul, and body, Lord. And I can't wait, Lord, to see it with my eyes, to hear it with my ears, Lord. I thank you, Lord, and I praise you, Lord, for this restoration. And I thank you, Lord, for restoring them just completely, Lord. Completely, Lord. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. I guess I'm just going to leave it with that concerning my visit. And as far as that goes, but gosh, I mean, I don't want to focus on, in a sense, the negative that I've been through in the past 3 weeks with my knee. The Lord knows, but it's just absolutely amazing that for 3 weeks I didn't drive or anything, and I drove the whole way to my parents, and my knee is, you know, completely healed by faith, and it's almost healed, completely manifestation. But if you knew, you know, I've really experienced the Lord's power is made perfect in my weakness. You know, I would rather than boast in my weakness that the power of Christ would rest upon me. And when I am weak, then I am powerful in him. And I've really experienced that, because in my body, I was so weak, but the Lord gave me the grace, the strength, and the energy to do what I needed to do to help my parents. It was amazing. I just praise the Lord and thank him for it. And I just want you all to agree with me. I just command my strength and my energy, and the strength in my leg and the muscle strength in my knee and all to come back in the name of Jesus. I command it to be fully and completely healed, the strength in my stomach muscles and the strength in my back to come back in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for this trial that I've been through. I thank you, Lord, that you've been with me through the whole thing. And I've had to depend on you. I've had to depend on Merle. And I thank you, Lord, and I praise you, Lord, for his help. And I thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing through all this, Lord, for between Merle and I, the things that you've shown me that you're working, Lord, and that we would work together more completely and be a help to each other more. and just to work together like a husband and wife is supposed to, Lord. And besides all the other things for making our relationship a relationship, Lord, according to your word, Lord. And I just thank you for the great and awesome work that you've done and are doing through this whole thing, Lord. And I just can't thank you and I praise you enough. In Jesus' name, amen. And I also got one more quick praise report. Little Ryder, my grandson, his visit last week had at the doctor's. His head had grown an unusual amount. And the doctor said she, you know, wasn't really concerned about it because his soft spot was fine. His eyes were working fine. There didn't seem to be any abnormalities or anything like that. But his mama was concerned. So they did a scan type of or ultrasound on his head and his brain today. And everything's all clear and fine with him. So praise you, Lord. And I ask some of you to pray and believe with me for that, you know, that this was just nothing, and it was just nothing. And I just praise and thank the Lord for that. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. Anyway, I'm done.
Okay.
Sorry if I went over.
Okay. Little Ryder's okay. He just had a little bit of a generational curse on that big head. Anyway.
What does that
supposed
to mean?
I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Isaac.
Oh, that was a good one. No. I'm not joining in. Anyways, yeah, so it's that time again where we go over Isaac's work report. So here we are. So I kind of want to give you guys the what's been going on this last week. So, you know, we got to do this FSP testing Saturday, and we ran into some unforeseen problems. And this job, it's not because, let me put it to you like this. And guys, I'm telling you, that this is the truth. You know, Dave, Mike, anybody else seen this stuff? You guys have seen this in the field. It's a lack of time, because right now the whole warehousing industry is breaking records, man. They're making more money than they've ever made in history. I mean, they are shattering numbers. And because of that, they won't give me the time to work. And I come up with an analogy, and here's kind of what's happened to me. So basically, they're not going to let me go. They don't want to let me go home, but they also don't want to let me work on it. And I'm sitting here twiddling my thumbs. And my bosses, I try to call him to talk to him, like, hey, we need to get a game plan. But he doesn't want to talk to me. And it's like, man, come on. And I had a dream that a week and a half ago before I was on site, that I was about to fight a UFC fighter. And I knew I could take him. In the dream, I knew I was going to get him. I was like, this guy's undefeated, but he's about to get got. Anyways, and I just knew it. But I had a month to do it. To train, that was the thing. And man, I feel like I'm carrying my cross here, and I don't want it to be a month. But anyways, so what's happened is we do this test. Imagine somebody gives you a 2-hour test, right? Hey, we're gonna give you a 2-hour test, start to finish. That's what you got, 2 hours. So they start the 2-hour test. Hour later, then they decide to give you the test. As in 30 minutes goes by and they take the test from you. Well, that's what happened. That's exactly what happened today. We were supposed to start 9:30 to 1:45. That way we could get done so I could go home. Well, they start at 11:30. I'm just giving you tidbits here, but there's a blessing here coming. Well, I'm supposed to get at 9:30. Well, they give it to me at 11:30, and then I'm supposed to have it to 1:45. Well, they took it away an hour earlier. So 2 hours later, they gave it to me, and an hour earlier they took it. And it's getting to the point where one of the secretaries at FedEx got a hold of me and said, hey, I'm just going to let you know, sorry what's happened to you, but they're not going to sacrifice profits for you. Like, you know, you just got to deal with this. And my project manager called me and said, hey, there's a lot of corruption going on behind the scenes. You know, they're void of the contract. And this is a really big deal, man. And I'm thinking, well, I got to get home. My anniversary is this week coming up with my wife, and I ain't staying. And I don't care if I fly home, man. I'm going home. And the thing is, it's one of those deals where if I was to do that, they'd probably fire me. But I don't got nobody backing me up either. The only person I got is the good Lord Jesus Christ. And really, you know, I heard somebody say one time, when you have God, you have the majority, right? I butchered that one, but still pretty good. Anyways, so, man, I was really, they took the test away from me today. And then they sent out a big email saying we failed it. Oh, Isaac failed it. You know, he failed it. And I didn't fail it. They took it from me and started operations again. And I'm getting hit with these big executives calling me. And I'm like, man, just leave me alone. Let me do my work. And I'm at the point, man, where it's like, it's frustrating, but it's exactly what needs to happen for me. And so I come back to the hotel, and I just sat there, and I was like, what do I do? And, you know, maybe I'll just look at some guitars. I like looking at guitars. They're fun to look at. And I was like, you know, maybe I should just read the Bible. That's exactly what I should do. So I opened up to John chapter 6. And, man, I'm telling you, like, I was reading it, and I'm not kidding you guys. Man, I was getting some revelation, man. Like, boom, boom, boom. And it was awesome. And it was things I've read this before and just never seen it. And, you know, it's amazing that how when persecution happens and you know you're being done wrong and money is the root of this wickedness, well, the glory of the Lord is on me, man. And I'm thinking, and I got tomorrow. They only give me like an hour again tomorrow. And these tests are all day thing. And then they're going to give me Saturday. And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you folks. I ain't the best. I ain't that good. If I ever thought I was good, and there was a time I did, I thought I was really good, buddy. I've been humbled. And thank God for that, man. Because, oh, Isaac, he just can't get them through. And that's just all there is to it. Nothing else needs to be said. But Jesus Christ can. And, you know, it's a needle in a haystack out of all this. There's so much code. It's so deep. You know, Dave, Mike, y'all seen it all before. Y'all get it. And other people, I think Theo actually, he's dealt with it. He's seen it too. It's one of these deals where, you know, the Lord can give you revelation in the word. He can certainly explain the code to you. So I'm just kind of all telling you what's going on with me. And I'm also kind of speaking it by faith at the same time. So y'all agree with me. I'm going to say a prayer, man, because I don't really – my company's not in my corner. Well, FedEx, they ain't either. But, man, you know, I'm going home for my anniversary, and that's what I'm believing. So, Lord, I thank you that you've done this for me, and that, Father, it's not going to come by any great engineer that I may have to call. Lord's going to come by you, and you're not going to share this glory, and I thank you for it, Father, because you literally just revealed it to me about 10 minutes ago. And, Lord, thank you for getting me home. Thank you for getting these tests done. And thank you, Lord, that that this cross I'm bearing, that, Lord, that it produced that peaceable fruit, Lord. More of Jesus, less of Isaac. That's the thing. And, Lord, I need your grace, and I thank you that it's more of you. And I'm pretty excited about that, Lord. And bless my brothers and sisters. You give them all the same thing, more of Jesus for all of us. What an incredible thing that we could even ask for. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Lord, we thank you that you're going to do a supernatural miracle for Isaac to get him home. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, that you're going to take care of business tomorrow for Isaac so he can go ahead and get on the flight home. Celebrate his anniversary with Mariana. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Y'all believe that? Glory to God out of you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. Lord Isaac, it's going to happen, brother. Go ahead, Pat.
Yeah, I'll make this one quick. I'm going to tack on to Missy's prayer. Actually, I'm going to hijack it. Every word that Missy spoke about her family relationships, and the struggles there and the causes there. Lord, I take that same prayer and every word that she prayed. I divert that prayer also from my particular case, and also for my brothers and sisters that are dealing with issues in the families, in our families. And Lord, there are things that they just don't understand. But Lord, more that I believe that there's fears that are preventing them and hindering them from really wanting to reach out to you. And so, Lord, I thank you that you have the power of light, the power of truth, the power over these negative situations and thoughts and in each one of our families. So, Lord, I thank you for the power of forgiveness that you are able to work into people's hearts. I just trust you to do that for Missy's family and for my family and for everyone else here. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Lord, also, I'd just like to tack on with Isaac's prayer. Lord, would you just resolve that situation one way or the other? And Lord, it may mean that you might have to go above FedEx. You may have to shut their organization down. You may have to bring in the stockholders and do something. You may need to, Lord, bring something in higher above FedEx and higher above Isaac's company. So, Lord, we just look to you to resolve this situation for your glory, that each and every one of us here will know exactly what you did, that it was you. And we thank you for that, Lord. We just trust you for getting Isaac home for his anniversary. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes, amen. I receive it too. Go ahead, Debbie.
Okay, thank you. I just want to first of all say I've been so blessed by these prayers tonight too. Missy's prayer really blessed me. And because I know she's praying for parents and all these things. But it's like I think a lot of us do, as Pat said. I was thinking the same thing for my family, these various needs and things that need to be prayed against and prayed down. And just so blessed by Joe. Denny and I prayed for you a lot, Joe. So thankful. Yes, I know that all our prayers are praying tonight. You know that God's answering them all. So they're done. They're answered. Thank you, Lord. I wanted to say that you all prayed for Victory's car. I never got back about that. The mechanic wouldn't respond to her, wouldn't answer her back or anything, call her back. And after we prayed, after I got off of here, I talked to her. He had called her, so he answered before we prayed. He knew. Anyway, things were taken care of. There was a little thing with her RPMs still. It seems to be nothing really serious for the trip. So I'm thinking everyone for praying that she gets a safe trip here, and she had oil change, she had tires changed, and there's just this, but there's nothing wrong with her transmission, so they seem to think she'll be okay. So I just want to pray, because she's coming this weekend, or she's coming for the pot blessing in May, and I'm so glad she's finally coming. The pot blessing.
Yeah, next week.
Yeah. Yeah, not this week. And so I just want to pray for that time and for her safety. So Lord, I just thank you for the faith and everyone here, Lord, as we pray for one another, Lord. And we just thank you already for answering and meeting each need, Lord God. You tell us that we have believed, we've received, and we shall have it. So we do that, Lord. And we see it happening. We see you working, Lord, according to our faith, Lord. And I pray for victory, Lord, and that you would give her them up. I know it's so many prayers already, but it's coming soon. I'm so thankful. And just thank you, Lord, for a smooth trip for her, Lord. And you will give her wisdom in what to do. She's wanting to just drive throughout the night while the kids are sleeping. But give her wisdom, Lord, to know what to do. She'll stop if she feels it. And I just pray that she'll be led by your spirit. And if your angels just go before her, Lord, thank you for having them all around her, God, and keep that car running just fine. We know you're going to do that, Lord. And she says she knows that you're going to do it. And so, Lord, thank you for the safe trip for them, Lord, and preparing her now in her mind and her spirit, Lord, as she prepares to come, Lord, that you would prepare her in her heart, Lord, and her thoughts, Lord, speak to her, Lord. Any questions she might have, I pray that she'd find them answered here, Lord, as there's communication and talking with others, Lord. So I just thank you, Father, and thank you for everyone's prayers. And thank you that we can all pray for one another and believe for each other. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. That car is going to give her great gas mileage getting down here. She's not going to have one bit of a problem getting down here in Jesus' name, nor going back in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Dave.
Lord, I just want to pray for Isaac here. Father, we know how difficult some of these companies can be, since we all had experience there a little bit, especially when it comes to packaging companies, since I do work with one. Lord, we ask that you, again, change their hearts to allow Isaac to continue the work that he needs to get done, and give him the full window he needs to get this stuff done, and not put him under any more pressure to realize this is something that has to be done and they can't sidestep this. It has to be performed correctly if they want this piece of machinery to perform the way they like it to perform. They have to have a little reasoning here. So, Lord, I'm asking you to put that wisdom back in their hearts again, not to be so anxious and ready to start throwing up their hands and getting excited and point fingers at everybody, but to set back, relax, realize this is something that has to be done. That's why they're there. It's not against them. It's for them. And they're just trying to make things work smoothly for them. Lord, we realize this may not be a good time right now, and they should have that opportunity to know that too. And I think they should be able to come together with an agreement to have Isaac come back at a better time, like maybe on a slow day when they know they don't have as many packages they have to push out, because it's got they know their projected schedules. And I would think a good projected schedule might be on a Tuesday. At least that's what I see where I'm at. Tuesdays seem to be slow days, possibly even a Monday, depending upon how much they receive that day. But Lord, work that out so they can work this in their schedule. They know they can work this in on slow days, slower days than normal. So thank you, Father, for giving them that wisdom to make that decision to make this run smoothly for Isaac and all involved. And nobody has to be sit there and get excited and yell and scream and point fingers. Lord, we want to stop that. In the name of Jesus, we want to stop that now. And we just want to have cool heads and calm decisions made. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, amen. One other thing. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to work for these vendors and the companies we do work for. And we do want to protect their trade, their image. And the way we do that is we're not going to mention their names. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. All right. Anyone else? Anybody else before we get started? Hey, Missy, how's it going, girl? Lord of God, go ahead.
There's just a couple other things I wanted to touch on and to pray about that are important. I break the power of faction and rejection and self-justification off my family in the name of Jesus, and self-righteousness and pride. You have no power, you have no authority, and you are defeated in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, and I praise you, Lord, for the awesome work that you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Yes, and all our families too, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. All right, anyone else? Before I crank up the orchestra here. Okay. We will get started now.
A candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle, and makes his home. So carry. The hopeless, confused and torn, and hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle and go light your world. Take your candle and go light your world.
Forward, didn't it? Let's try this again. All kinds of silly things started happening.
Dark and cold, there is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle, and makes his home. So carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the hopeless, confused and torn, and hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle and go light your way. Light his own candle some other way. See now your sister, she's been robbed and lied to.
The tide and war.
altar blazing, so let's raise our candles and light up the sky, praying to our Father in the name of Jesus. Make us a beacon in darkest times.
in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, you can have this whole world, give me Jesus. Jesus, you can have this whole world, give me Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus, your name is power, breath, the living water, such a marvelous mystery. Jesus, your name is
and peoples and languages standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands and crying out with a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces and worshiped before the throne. They worshiped God, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving.
From every fear, those who look on him are radiant. They'll never be ashamed. They'll never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard me and saved me from.
Every day, they are in sin. The Lord is good. He'll give you everything. He'll give you everything.
Oh, come behold the works of God, the nations at his feet. He breaks the bow and bends the spear and tells the wars to cease. Oh, mighty one of Israel, you are on our side. We walk by faith in God who burns the chariots with fire. Waves and makes my heart be still. Though the earth gives way, the mountains move into the sea, the nations rage, I know my God is in control. The oceans roll, you are the Lord of all, the one who calms the wind and the waves, makes my heart be still. Though the earth gives way, the mountains move into the sea, the nations rage, I know my God is in control.
Share the but doors of death cannot contain your glory. Our God rolled the stone.
He was saying grace over a Tuesday blue plate special when the man in the next booth said, don't you watch TV? Don't you know that God's a myth? I hate to see you waste your breath, 'cause there ain't no use talking to a ghost that don't exist. The praying man said amen and looked up from his plate and said, you may not talk to God right now, but there's gonna come a day. 'Cause whether you're a farmer in the field praying for the rain, or you curse him at the graveside 'cause he called a loved one's name, you can thank him, you can blame him, either way you're gonna face him. Whether you believe in him or not, 'cause in the end everybody talks to God. Man in the booth went quiet 'cause he didn't have a comeback, so he shrugged it off and paid his tab and shuffled out the door. And the praying man, he prayed for the man who drove away, hoping he would see the light before it got too late. But how was he to know he touched a non-believer's soul? Who got that conversation two red lights down the road? 'Cause whether you're a farmer in the field praying for the rain, or you curse him at the graveside 'cause he called a loved one's name, and you can thank him, you can blame him, either way you're gonna face him. Whether you believe in him or not, 'cause in the end everybody talks to God. Everybody talks to God. Either way you're gonna face him, whether you believe in him or not, in the end everybody talks to God. Everybody talks to God. We all talk to God. Talks to paid it all to him.
sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
Jesus paid it all. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed me white as snow.
Hi, this is Todd Fields of the Worship Circle. I want to thank you.
When my way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home.
salvation, Lord. Take my hand, lead me on, let me stand.
All right. I think I got everybody, didn't I? Okay. That was a way to end it, wasn't it? Felt like yelling myself. Praise the Lord. I was having fun tonight. It's good. Y'all had some good songs up tonight. Thank you, Lord. Tuned up, ready to go. Who is that little boy? That look like.
Hi.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Good.
That's good. Awesome.
Okay.
I see, man. You look good.
I'm a toothbrush.
Okay. Praise God. I'm
a toothpaste.
Amen. Yeah, you need to get, your dad's going to have to bring your ball cap home now. All right. Anybody got anything I need to pray about before we close out? Father God, I just thank you so much for this evening. It's been a wonderful time for me, and I'm sure it has for everybody else too. And Lord, I hope and I pray that you accept these praises. It's been an awesome night, Lord. Thank you for it. I ask, Father, that you draw us closer to you. Thank you for answering our prayers. We thank you, Lord, that we know that Isaac and Mariana is going to get together on their anniversary. In Jesus' name, God, we pray and we believe. In Jesus' name, and everybody else's prayer is going to be answered too. Thank you, Lord, for your protection tonight, today, wherever it is, wherever they are. Lord, give us all that's got a night ahead of us to sleep. Good night's sleep. Those that's got a good day ahead of them, Lord, we ask for your protection upon them and guide them and lead them to the places you'd have them to do, Lord. We praise you for it, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your work in all of us. We love you, and we want more of you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, all right. Y'all be blessed, you hear?